two, three, four.
It's Daily Donovan. And he's with Bob and
Dave.
That's why he wanted to do that one.
Wasn't there a rap on this?
It's a couple of different versions. Yeah. Coming up with
daily thanks for you. Hey!
How you doing?
What?
I don't understand.
What?
Every single day, you got a fresh plan. Bob and
Dave.
Got a man like a river. Wherever they go, he go, and we go. Listening to
it's Daily Donovan. It's been a while.
Hello, friends. It's been a long time.
Let's bring it back.
So I'm glad you had the World Cup segment, the segment before, because this one involves travel also. Because I was presented with a question on the Birdhouse. We do the Birdhouse with Corby every Wednesday at 11:30. And I can't remember what we were talking about, but the conversation went to my dad, who's never been on an airplane before.
All right.
And my mom, who's only been on an airplane once. And she had to be heavily medicated to get on that airplane.
Where did she go?
They went to my sister and my niece. When my niece turned 21, they flew to Miami. And my mom went with them. And it's great. It was a huge deal because my mom is extremely claustrophobic. So claustrophobic that she can't ride in the backseat of a car. And if she's on an elevator with more than like one other person, that's not happening. She'll step off until she can get an elevator on her own with just one other person.
Wait, any kind of car, like a sedan? She's even claustrophobic in a sedan?
Front seat. She cannot sit in the back seat of any car.
Does your dad have any thoughts about the Axis powers?
No, not that I know of.
I'm still on that.
Yeah.
Just ask it.
So the question was presented, and we started talking about it, and they said, well, how many states has your dad ever traveled? It's in a vacation, because we talk about summer vacations, and I can hear, well, when we were a kid, we went to Disney World, or, and a kid, we packed a car and drove so-and-so. We didn't go anywhere. Our vacations were in North Dallas at Inwood and Lover's Lane, as we would go at my grandparents' house. They put the bikes on top of the car, we'd drive to North Park, we'd stay there for 3 weeks a month of the summer, come right back home. We never went anywhere. So.
You never had a family vacation?
No.
You never would stay at the grandparents' house for 3 weeks, though,
yeah,
huh?
About a month.
Wow.
Ride our bikes every single day. We'd ride through Inwood.
What were your parents doing during this time?
I don't know.
They would go home. They would just drop you guys off at the grandparents'.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're just chilling. We would ride our bikes through Inwood Bank, through the drive-thrus, and they get real mad, and we laugh and just drive off and then do it again, ride off and do it again. Like that was our summer. That's all good. We did.
The ultimate prank.
I know. So I went over to my parents' house today before I went to work because they asked the question, how many states has he been to? Because he's never been on an airplane. So I started talking to him about that, about travel. And I asked him, hey, if I say, hey, man, let's go somewhere, would you get on an airplane? He said, no. I said, and then he kind of prefaced it by saying, I have to get really drunk before I got on the flight. And I was like, well, they probably wouldn't let you on the flight, A, and B, you don't drink. So that'd be a little difficult to do. That's not who you are.
How would he know where to stop if he never drinks?
Just belting him down. He's like, well, I'm just telling you, I'd have to drink. And so he started trying to remember, because I remember them saying that they went to St. Louis one time. And I thought, okay, tell me, how many states have you been to? And so he started thinking, and my younger sister went to school at Jackson State in Mississippi. So they went and dropped her off. So he's been to Mississippi. He's been to Georgia because my cousin went to college there, and we all went to her graduation. We drove out there.
Well, he's had to have driven through Louisiana.
Well, I'm trying to say just visited. He's, he's driven through, and he's visited Louisiana, and then he visited Alabama because my niece is a track star. She had a track meet in Alabama, and he went there. So those are the only four states he's ever been to in his
life. Four states. Never even Oklahoma.
Not Oklahoma.
Dang.
And the only reason he went, it was because something was happening. There was no vacation in it or anything. Now, my mom has been to New Orleans and St. Louis because she mentioned something about my grandmother being in, who she never drove a car, my grandmother. They had something to where they would go to St. Louis or New Orleans, and they went with her that one time, but they always drove. And I guarantee you my grandparents never got into an airplane also. So it's almost amazing that I'm traveling the way I'm traveling right now because we just had no summer vacation. Spring break, I was at the house. Every year in college, spring break, I just went home. I didn't do anything else, not even a car trip anywhere. It's always just to the house. So it took drugs for my mom to get to Miami.
Yeah.
Hard.
And your dad threatened a severe drinking habit.
Yeah.
In order to get on a plane.
That's his whole focus. He said, if I do it. And then I told him, I was like, well, my first flight was I was supposed to drive to San Antonio, but me and my buddy couldn't rent a car because we didn't have an active credit card that would hold the charge. And so they booked us a flight to San Antonio to take the trip. And so I'm glad that happened to me because that was the first, because I was very nervous because I think my parents made me nervous because we just never went anywhere, you know? So that flight kind of calmed the nerves. And my first longer flight was my honeymoon in Vegas. That's not really a 2.5 hours. So it's not that big a deal.
Right.
But we were up there and, you know, you're married, everything's great. We hit an air pocket and I immediately went to sleep. It's the most afraid I've ever been in my life. When in the air, and I thought, okay, I'm never doing this again. I'm not getting on an airplane. That scared the water out of me. And even coming back, our flight was delayed, and we were at the airport for like 6 or 7 hours, and I immediately fell asleep on the plane ride back. That's the only reason I got back. I was so scared. But the first long flight
I took. Your reaction to fear is sleep.
It was the quickest I've ever fallen asleep.
I don't know if I've ever heard of
that. No, that is interesting.
He's like a possum.
Yes.
Right, yes. I played dead. I was so afraid that I played dead. And
his
my wife
body
even,
goes limp.
My wife even thought of it. We talked
He's
about
been buried
that.
Alive 3 times.
My wife talked about that when we got to Vegas. She was like, okay, that was like oddly quick that you went to sleep that fast. I was scared out of my mind. But the first long flight I took was Hawaii. And my thought process was I'll stay up all night.
Yeah.
So when I get on the flight, I will sleep the whole way, mm-hmm. and I'm fine. And I stayed up all night. We got to the airport. I was really tired as we sat and wait to board the flight. And when we got on it, eyes wide open. Didn't sleep a wink. And to this day, I cannot sleep on airplanes.
Really?
I cannot do it.
Hawaiian flights do mess with your head because
wow,
your brain does calculate that there's nowhere to land if there's problems.
Yeah, it's...
Davey, can you identify with this? Because I can't.
I've been to Hawaii, yes.
I'm the only one who's never been to Hawaii here.
What are you waiting for?
Money?
It's great. Oh, come
oh, really?
On. You have a month. You could go tomorrow if you wanted.
You could buy Hawaii.
I'm not indigenous there, and I don't think it's right
well,
to
no, they
buy
Well, no, they allow tourists.
There.
Okay, well, don't buy it. Just visit, then. I think it would be a game changer for you.
Look that up, Deej.
Yeah, Deej, look that up. And I just never thought that I would be this world traveler that I am when I talked to my parents, and we talked about it for a while, and they were just kind of laughed about it, like, no.
Yeah, they must marvel at you. Heck, I do. You travel all over the place, all over the... You have gone on so many great vacations.
It is... You would have told me this 20 years ago. I would have said there's no way because I just can't last on an airplane like mm-hmm. that. You just never realize what you learn from your parents and all the habits. Like they don't swim. So we never used that as recreation when we were growing up. Hey, let's go to the park or do this or go to the pool or whatever. It was just never an option.
Well, what
so
about,
I never learned and never went.
What about when you go the other way? When you go to Italy, whatever, you go to Europe and you're going
you're
against,
supposed to stay up.
You're going against the clock. I thought you were supposed to sleep.
You're supposed to sleep on the plane, and then once you
right,
get there,
right.
you, need to
you
stay
get
up
there, you stay
the whole
up.
Time.
But do you ever
it's
like,
tough.
Do you
I
ever
to,
take a sleeping pill?
Yeah, I have to have aid in order to fall asleep.
Who's got AIDS?
Aid.
Yeah, but you've done it multiple Singular. Times. So that would be AIDS.
Do you think there's somebody?
Okay, I didn't think about that. Yes.
Do you think there's anybody your dad's age who has never left Texas?
And hates the Axis powers. If I could just add that in.
Oh, it's...
That part's obvious. You shouldn't love the Axis powers. You should be very
know,
leery of them.
Did you call the people around you at that soccer game Axis powers?
No.
Okay.
They were delightful.
Delightful Axis powers.
What were the Axis powers again?
Germany.
Okay.
Italy.
Uh-huh.
Japan.
Huh. But what?
More of a 1940 version.
Did you at least turn to people at the soccer game and say, hey, look,
do you think,
I just want you to know I forgive you.
Do you think the Germans really wanted
now
to be...
Now watch this gun trick.
an Axis power with Japan? Or was that just a marriage of convenience?
Like, I feel like if you had to stack the Axis powers, Germany has to go one in the draft.
Right. But they didn't.
So you're ranking Germany number one.
Or are you saying they were so great they didn't deserve to be lumped in?
No, I'm just saying that they were so egomaniacal that they probably didn't want the help of the Japanese until they needed it.
As Aryans, they weren't looking to add
the Nazis,
other ethnicities.
Yeah. They probably didn't have Japan ranked real high in the ethnic draft.
You're probably right. I don't know. Strange bedfellows, yes?
So you think Bob's going to do the gun trick at the stadium game? Do you think the fans...
The Mickey Rourke gun trick?
Yeah.
Fans that carry the bags, you think they'll help clean him up after the game if that happens?
Didn't Psycho Dave claim that he had never left DFW or something? I feel like Psycho Dave had this.
I thought it was he never left the DFW area to beat up a woman. After that,
listen. Let fight night go. I don't know how that fight ever got arranged.
That's still the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Man, if Fox News would have found out we had a dude fighting a girl for a ticket,
do you remember
event.
That, Donnie?
I don't think I was here when it happened.
Oh my God!
It's before me.
We thought
he was scheduled. She was very fit. Leanne's very fit, and Psycho Dave, you know how he is. All sinewy and looks like he's vitamin deficient.
He was a smaller version of Ham.
Potentially unfit.
And so somehow we engineered it for him to fight her, and he had to wear just blue jeans with no belt and shirtless.
And dude, and, like his
and
eyes
we thought, you know,
back and he just beat the...
Yeah, I don't think he'd ever even touched a girl before. So the first time he touches a girl, he beats her into submission.
So now...
He was, you were watching generational rage come forth.
Yeah. So after that, sex and violence became intertwined for him.
Completely intertwined for him. Look that up, Deej.
All right, I think that's another episode of Daily Donovan. How about that? What an ender.
He just turned into a monster.
It was the most shocking transformation I've ever seen.
Things got really quiet.
From the quiet country kid to just... It was like unleashing the power of a thousand suns.
We had to pull him off.
Yeah. It was like the bell just kept being rung and rung and rung and rung, and he just wouldn't stop. He only had one speed.
They keep ringing the bell.
It was female destruction.
All right, we're going to do some more stuff.
Filling his jeans.
Up next.